Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tato Jaya Mudirayet.
Tato Jaya Mudirayet.
Ashtapayesu Abhadresu.
Ashtapayesu Abhadresu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya.
Bhagavati Uttamas Loki. Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadatam Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sadivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanvitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagat Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sutide Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakal Pataru Vyascha Vipasam Divyai Vacha Patitanam Pavuryo Vaishnavuryo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gantara Smad Bhagavatam Ki Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5 Chapter 5, Lord Sabdev's Teachings, Text Number 7. Yada,
yada
na,
na
pashyati,
pashyati
ayata,
ayata
guneham,
guneham
swarte,
swarte
pramata,
pramata
sahasa,
sahasa
Vipaschit
Gatasmriti
Vindati
Tatra
Tapan
Asadya
Maitunyam
Agaram
Agyaha Jadana Pashyati Yata Guneha Swarte Paramata Sahasa Vipaschit Gata Smriti Vindati Tatra Tapan Asadya Maitunyam Agaram Agyaham Yadhana Pashyati Ajata Guneha Swarte Pramata Sahasa Vipaschit katasmriti vindati tatra tapan asadyam maitunyam agaram magyam yadana pashati ajata guneham Swarte pramata sahasa vipaschit Kata smriti vindati tatra tapan Asadya maitunyam agaram agyam Tajis. Yada.
When.
Na.
Not.
Pashyati.
Cease.
Ayata.
Unnecessary.
Guna iham.
Endeavor to satisfy the senses.
Swa arte.
In self-interest.
Pramata.
Mad.
Sahasa.
Very soon.
Vipaschit.
Even one advanced in knowledge.
Gata smriti.
Being forgetful.
Vindati.
Gets.
Tatra.
There.
Tapan.
Material miseries.
Asadya.
Getting.
Maituniam.
Based on sexual intercourse.
Agaram.
A home.
Agya.
Being foolish.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Selassie Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Even though one may be very learned and wise, he is mad if he does not understand that endeavor for sense gratification is a useless waste of time. Being forgetful of his own interest, he tries to be happy in the material world, centering his interest around his home, which is based on sexual intercourse and which brings him all kinds of material miseries. In this way, one is no better than a foolish animal.
Purport.
In the lower stage of devotional life, one is not an unalloyed devotee.
Anya bila sita sunyam gyana karma di navritam.
To be an unalloyed devotee, one must be freed from all material desires and untouched by fruitive activity and speculative knowledge. On a lower platform, one may sometimes be interested in philosophical speculation with a tinge of devotion. However, at that stage one is still interested in sense gratification and is contaminated by the moods of material nature. The influence of Maya is so strong that even a person advanced in knowledge actually forgets that he is Krishna's eternal servant. Therefore, he remains satisfied in his household life, which is centered around sexual intercourse. Conceding to a life of sex, he agrees to suffer all kinds of material miseries. Due to ignorance, one is thus bound by the chain of material laws.
Translation again.
Even though one may be very learned and wise, he is mad if he does not understand that the endeavor for sense gratification is a useless waste of time. Being forgetful of his own interests, he tries to be happy in the material world, centering his interests around his home, which is based on sexual intercourse and which brings him all kinds of material miseries. In this way, one is no better than a foolish animal.
Hare Krishna. respectful obeisances to all the exalted Vaishnavas. We request for your blessings so that something can be said. Thank you very much. Lord Sabdev has been teaching right from the beginning of this chapter how living entities, especially those who have been given a wonderful opportunity of having the human body, are wasting their time for nothing. That he has been teaching all these days. The scripture said, Manushya Sudurlabha. A human form of life is very, very rare. Human form of life is not easy to get. One gets it after a long time of passing through different species of life. One is given opportunity to have a human body. For what? Labdhas durlabhamidam bahusam babanti manushya artadam anityam apiha dira. Although the human form of life is temporal and is full of miseries, it is wonderful because one will use this human form of life to attain our self-interest. Our self-interest is opposite the life of sense gratification. Throughout the Prabhupada's purport and in the verses, we'll hear sense gratification. Indriyartesu. Sense gratification. Prabhupada spoke about this everywhere. Sense gratification. What is wrong with sense gratification? We have the senses, and the senses should be used. The senses are meant to be used. So what is wrong with using the senses for the sense object, for the pleasure which we are made of? We are pleasure seekers because by nature we are like Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. What is wrong with sense gratification that Lord Sahadev is teaching all these days, that we should not waste our time for sense gratification? He told his sons, this body, it is not for sense gratification. This body is meant for something, it's not for sense gratification. For sense gratification, Vidbujan, they are better in that field. Animals will never rent a house for their wife and children. They will never send their children to school and spend so much money. To send one child to school is very, very expensive. So people are artificially having, what do you call it? Family planning. Because they can afford
school fees for children. Animal does not have this problem. It is not because they are not intelligent. They are very, very intelligent. They are very intelligent. They are very wise. But the intelligence cannot take them to ask for who I am. What is my duty? Why am I here? What do I supposed to do? Who is Krishna? They would never ask this, even though they are living in this compound, they are living in this house with us. The monkeys are here. They are not sitting in this class. If they sit here, they will disturb us. So Lord Dev said, animals can do sense gratification better than human beings. Why? Number one, it is not meant for us. Sense gratification is not for human beings. Sense gratification is for animal life. So what is wrong with sense gratification? Sense gratification is wrong because it will make us blind our self-interest. One will never understand what is the goal of human life. Why? Because sense gratification means I am this body. Therefore, I should gratify the body to the maximum, to the extent I can. So in this world, human beings are sufficiently struggling for sense gratification. But where is the happiness? So the subject used the word here, pramata, madness. Struggling for sense gratification is madness. Only mad people will go for that. Forgetting our sense, our self-interest, living entities are seriously busy trying to squeeze happiness from the body, which is not possible. Because enjoyment is not on the material platform, it's not on the bodily platform. Enjoyment is on the soul platform. So no living entity will be happy in this world, struggling to enjoy the body. No body will be successful in that field. Enjoyment is on the spirit for soul, in this, on the spirit platform, on the soul platform. It is the soul that enjoys, not the body. Matter cannot enjoy matter. If you rub this together, will they enjoy? Will they enjoy? Even if you are very experienced in rubbing them together, you'll be frustrated at the end because you are wasting your energy. This is what we get in material world here, frustration. After so much struggle to enjoy. So sense gratification is very, very dangerous, very bad, because we will forget our self-interest. We'll forget that we are not material beings. We are spiritual beings who are undergoing material experience. Some of us are thinking that we are material beings who are trying to venture into spirituality. That is not true. We are spiritual entities who are undergoing material experience. Therefore, sense gratification is very dangerous, that no intelligent person should go for it. Our self-interest should be our prime consideration. Our self-interest. What is that? Pure love of Godhead. So our self-interest. So seeing our helpless situation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, let me go to the material world and make the whole world dance. In what? Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
To make the whole world dance in ecstasy, to develop pure love of Godhead, to develop Krishna Prem, is the self-interest of the living entities. That's our self-interest. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, let me go and make them. I'll go and give them Krishna Prem. Because in human form of life, one can attain pure love of Godhead. Krishna Prem is available only on the human platform. The first canto of Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami said, Lord Krishna came to give pure devotional service to those who are in the mode of goodness, not those in the mode of ignorance or passion, not those in the animal platform, but those who are in the mode of goodness. Who are those in the mode of goodness? Human beings who have developed their consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I will go and give them Krishna Prema. The process is Harinam Sankirtan. That's the process. So Harinam Sankirtan is the duty, is the self-interest for human beings. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he has brought this medicine, he has demonstrated himself. Every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, he will chant jap in the morning, in the evening, Harinam with the devotees, every day without fail. And he left it with us. He left it with us. He gave it to us. Take and be happy. That's the Prabhupada. In Bombay, devotees met the Prabhupada quarter. And they were very, very happy to offer it to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, this is our offering for you. So Sri Prabhupada looked at all the devotees and he said, it is for you. This is for you. I am an old man. I will soon go. I have given you Christian consciousness. Take it. Enjoy it, but don't spoil it. Enjoy it. Prabhupada didn't say you should suffer it. He said, enjoy it, but don't spoil it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us the same thing they are giving. The process of developing Krishna Prem, pure love for Godhead, which is our self-interest. But pride is depriving us from that. Pride, Dhamma, is depriving us from that. Every morning, we are chanting, Tuna pi suni chena, tarora pi shahishnana, amanina, manedina, kitaniya sada hari. What is the humility? Pride is still there. Checking our progress in Krishna consciousness. We have heard many times humility, no pride. The scriptures have said it. We have already spoken about it many times ourselves. Pride is still there. It is not gone, it is still there. Checking our self-interest. Pride. Are they in many ways? Seva Dhamma.
pride in our service position. Don't you know who I am? 100 years devotee. I am 100 years devotee. I am guru, dono, acharya, I'm the guru. You don't know? GBC. The president. I'm the one. You don't know I'm the one? I am the one. This is Seva Dhamma affecting our progress in Krishna consciousness. That the humility which is necessary, which is required for us to develop the pure love of Godhead, is taking away the holy name and giving us the alphabet. So we are 100 years chanting the alphabet, not the holy name. The holy name is meant for those who are very, very humble. The alphabet is meant for those who are very proud. Tyagadamba. You know, I'm very renounced. You know how much I have given up? I renounce sex life. I've renounced opulence. I have given up all this. I gave up family, everything. I'm not having sex again. For how many years? I've given it up. The Sahib Devi is condemning sex life here. Household life is centered around sex life. But I have given up that. I'm not doing that. So I'm better than all of you because I'm not doing that. I am not the person the Sahib Devi is talking to in this verse. I am different. It is you he's talking to. Tyagadamba. I'm not gratifying my senses again. I am now living a Christian conscious life. And so Papa started the purport from here. In the lower stage of devotional life, one is not an unalloyed devotee. One is not. Who is an unalloyed devotee? Anyabila sita sunyam grana kamadia navratam. No speculation, no fruitive desires. What is there in the heart? What is there in the heart is Krishna? What is there in the heart? Is Krishna is there? Oh. Desires which has no connection with Krishna. Or material desires, we are trying to make it Krishna's desire. Or we are imposing our desires on Krishna. Devotees who are making it in Krishna consciousness, their heart is very soft, not hard. Their heart is soft. Their heart is sweet. How do you know? The heart is sweet. The heart is soft. How do you know the devotion is softening one's heart? That the material desires are going down. and Christian conscious desires are going up. That shows in how we relate with each other in Krishna consciousness. What is the quality of our relationship with each other, our association? What is the quality of our relationship? What is the quality of our association? What is the quality of our job? Is it the holy name or is the alphabet? It shows Krishna consciousness is a practical thing. One can feel it, one can see it. There is no speculation. There is no room for speculation. Everything is a reality. It is a substance one can really identify with and feel it. So, his bhakti is there. It is coming up. It will show in how we do everything we have to do in our Krishna consciousness to show how we see, how we hear, what we do, what we say, everything it will show. In other words, we can understand where we are in Krishna consciousness. It is not difficult to understand. It is not. It is very easy. If one is simply very sincere and serious in Krishna consciousness, by going deep into this practice, as Srila Prabhupada has given it to us, as our acharyas have given it to us, it is very simple and easy to understand where we are in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna! Any comments or questions?